the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gain and power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric Andrew Sinani, Eric A. Sinani with the big A. Who?
Eric Sinani, of course.
That's right. I'm here with the on-air vocal talent sensation, Miss Bianca C.
Oh, thank you, Bianca C. That's me. Thank you.
Welcome to another lovely episode of The Hostile Zone. And we are enthralled to announce the long-awaited return of our favorite tech apprentice, R-Dub. Welcome back from training.
Welcome back, R-Dub.
Do you feel like you learned anything?
Not at all.
Not at all. All right.
Oh, boy.
Great money spent. I'm glad that we invested in you. So tell us, did you enjoy all of your time leaving me with a lot of work to do?
No, I didn't. I would have much rather been here.
Good, good. Oh. Well, we're very happy, right,
to have you. Yes,
we've
missed you.
We've done nothing but think about you this entire time.
Well, I appreciate it.
Good, good.
We felt like anything funny, you were missed. I'd be like,
right.
We
need you, buddy. We need you. You're here. So you're here on BBS Talk Radio, and you can reach us at the Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. bbstalkradio.com. Eric at ericandrewsinati.com. Mm-hmm. Eric.sinati at journalist.com. Bianca C, S-E-A, like the ocean, at songwriter.net. And if you follow the ticker on the bottom of the screen, if you're watching us right now on your television screen, then you'll see all of that contact information. Plus, we have a phone number for you to drop us a text during the show. Miss Bianca, what is that number?
It is 917-877-0171.
That's right. That's right. That is a number that you can send a text right to here, right to R-Dub, right during the show, and maybe he'll even respond to you if you have a comment, question, or whatever. I also need to say, do we have Kenny here? And do we have Angelo Thumbs, Jersey Thumbs is in the back. Shout out to Angelo, Jersey Thumbs. I heard he beat you up on training. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, during, the dart training, I guess he darted you. Did he dart you?
A little bit.
Did it hurt? Did it hurt?
Oh, yeah, it did.
The Italian sausage is a little dangerous.
I'm sure he took it like a man.
You took it like a man, right? Okay. Anyway, do we have Dick in the house?
I'm over here.
Well, hello, Dick. Are you back from training?
I am.
Oh, are you so fashion libulous today?
Always.
Wonderful. I hear we have some fashion endorsements coming.
Hopefully. I've been trying so hard.
I can tell, bro. Nobody looks better than you. And Kenny actually brought some donuts today. You know, I think he got tired of reading about himself on some blogs.
He's gonna share them and not just eat them all?
Yep, he actually brought a few for me. Two different kinds because he knew what I liked.
Well, you know, I like them custom, too. I like a cronut.
I like to give a good glazed donut once in a while, but I don't know about that, but whatever.
I'm so, like, silent after it. Oh, my God.
All right, anyway.
Crouton and donut, come on.
So, okay, so also shout out to our production staff here in the set and our additional production staff away on the West Coast and Central. We want to shout out to you guys. You guys work very hard. Thank you very much. If you are watching, you grab us on your cable network, depending on where you're located. We're in 40 countries, in hundreds of stations, and we're on twice tonight, people. Right now, we're on BBS Talk Radio, which is the big network everywhere in 40 countries. But we're also having our other show this evening on Mountain Time, 9 p.m. on Angel Fire Network, 99.9 FM KKTC. So that'll be at 11 o'clock, separate show from this one. Different edition, so you'll get a little bit of information separate than you got from this one. All right, so we got our numbers. Our ticker is on the screen. If you're listening from your FM dial or from internet link line or RSS feed or whatever else, or satellite, then you're not seeing the screen with the ticker, but we did read off the contact information. So, all right, with that said, moving forward, I feel good. We came in a few minutes late today because, you know you're not on the hostile zone unless if there's some tech issues.
I can't help it. Tech issues and fashionably late.
Right. We had a fashion adjustment here. Miss Bianca did not want any FCC violations by too much exposure.
Yeah. Had to change a little.
Yes, we had a little issue here that she couldn't come on camera with that. Maybe radio, she might have got away with it, but
I think it was a little too bougie for TV, though. Right. So,
we're gonna do some news and some fun as always. Now, remember, this is the BBS Talk Radio version of the Hostile Zone, so a little different, but still fun, still engaging, right, R-Dub?
Always.
And Dick, hey Dick.
Yes.
Are you having a good time?
Of course.
Is it? Are all the editions of our show just fabulous?
Absolutely.
Right? Did I know you called when you were away and you said your family's like big fan. They watched the show.
Yes, they did.
They do. And we got a lot of big stuff coming up. We got some big endorsements coming forward. So that's good. So into the news. I mentioned this so many times, and I'm going to bring it up again. It's disturbing. Another attack on the United States, and we had more soldiers killed in the line of duty by what they're calling Iranian proxies, right?
Really?
Iranian proxies. I'm looking right into the camera. I'm looking right into Iran, looking right into Tehran. And I'm saying, quit poking the bear because you're going to pay a penalty. I promise you, it's going to happen. I mean, I don't know what world you live in that you think that you can just kill American soldiers. You can bomb, you can attack and terrorize commercial ships in the commercial international shipping lanes, delivering vital supplies and food to people around the world, and you're bombing them, throwing missiles at them, trying to board them, trying to seize them, all of these things. I don't know what you're thinking, but enough is enough, right, R-Dub? I mean, have we not been talking about this forever?
We have been talking about
right. I mean, come on. And they're calling it a proxy. I'm tired of the word proxy. All right, on this show, it's no longer an Iranian proxy. In this show, it's Iran killing American soldiers. We pull back the curtain, call a spade, I hold no punches. The Iranians, you did this, we know you did this, everybody knows, whether you're gonna take credit for it or not, we know you did it, and I know that you're gonna pay. I know this, I know it, you know it, but I really know you will. R-Dub probably knows, a lot of people know, that you're stupid and you're not using your head. Now, also, R-Dub, did you know that there was some interesting Google Earth photos of some submarines were visiting North Korea?
Really?
Really?
Yes. I found that to be very alarming, but not in an alarming sense where I'm nervous, because I don't worry. I'm not worried about that. I worry for our citizens and military members and everybody overseas. But I don't worry. And I worry that stupid people might do dumb things here in the United States. Do I worry that Iran, and not the proxy, that Iran is gonna come and do something here? Not happening. It's not happening. Do I worry that the United States military and our allies, our strong allies, Australia, England, you know, these countries that are our friends, but these are our biggest ones right there, you know, Australia, which we have a great following with the show. Thank you, Australia. I get messages from you on LinkedIn continuously. And when you get me on LinkedIn, Australia, England, UAE, Egypt, these other countries, they're reaching out. You are getting me on LinkedIn. So I want you to know it is me that is responding to you, and we thank you. I humbly thank you for your support of our show, support of my team. But I thank you for being a supporter of the United States, a supporter of what we believe in this document here, the United States Constitution. If you're looking, I'm holding my pocket one up. We ordered some new ones. I got you one coming in, Arda.
Yes.
We got one on the wall here, and we have the newest addition to the set. Look at this. We have a signed letter from Abraham Lincoln dated October 17th, 1861. And it's got the Executive Mansion on the top, R-Dub, not the White House, the Executive Mansion. Interesting. That's how you know that when someone's going to, you know, it's been authenticated, obviously, but, you know, when people are scamming and cheating, they may not actually pay attention to all the details, and they might actually write the White House or something, but it was always, he always wrote Executive Mansion. So anyway, yeah, I didn't want to really get into the whole, military, you know, but, you know, killing our soldiers is just it's a terrible thing. And it bothers me. And I really didn't want to go off on that direction, but I'm not going to spend much time on it. I know it bothers everybody. I need to say it. I need to announce it. I need to extend again. The hostile zone at bbstalkradio.com, Eric at ericandrewsonati.com. Military families, if you are affected by this, please reach out to the show if you need something from the show. If you need whatever it is that you feel that we can do for you, reach out. We're here, and we mean it from bottom of our heart. You got the number to text.
Yes.
You got our contact information. You could always go directly to the radio station or the TV network and reach out to production directly. You can get us. We will do what we can do to help you. We have some fundraisers coming up that we're going to be donating to causes. So if this is something that we may have to look into, because this is becoming more and more of a problem. And I'm going to circle this back into something I talked about before.
Okay.
I talked about PTSD. I don't like that term, PTSD. I like to call, and I believe it should be, and a lot of medical professionals agree, because PTSD provides a stigma to people. It's not a disorder. Post-traumatic stress disorder. It's not a disorder, because you're not broken. You weren't born broken. You were made to have damaged materials that are fixable. It's PTSS, post-traumatic stress syndrome. It's a syndrome that we need to understand, and we need to work with these people. And this is something that we need to know that is what all of these people are going to face. It also circles me back into my conversation on TBI, traumatic brain injury. They're very closely related. It's very similar symptoms, but different, but same. Kind of odd the way to say it. Similar, but same. But either way, we need to recognize that these Americans who were injured and killed, the families of whether they were killed or injured are suffering. The soldiers that have passed obviously suffered, and their families will continue to suffer, and everybody around them that got hurt. And I know there was a very large number of people that were hurt. Mm-hmm. And again, they use the TBI. They throw it out there like it's not a big deal. TBI is a life-altering situation. It's a life-altering, almost debilitating thing that somebody's taking on. And I don't want to beat the dead horse here. And I say the word dead lightly, because obviously we're talking about perished soldiers. But I spent episodes on PTSS and TBI. We're not going to do it today, but it's just, it needed to be talked about.
I
So before we get into our next story, Miss Bianca is going to enthrall us, word of the day, with a lovely song with her brand new lovely mic and our brand new lovely background sounds. So Miss Bianca, what are you going to grace us with right now?
Well, I have another request. It's a popular one. It's again, Never Enough.
Never Enough, another show tune. And actually,
I guess nobody got enough. They want me to sing it again.
and you know what, Miss Bianca? Know that you did sing, she did sing Memories last week, which actually will be, you did it for another network, and it's airing tonight on another network.
Yes.
But other people heard it, and they've requested it again, so you're going to be doing that again for us tonight.
Absolutely.
But
I would be glad
let's
to.
Let's hear, have you ever heard Never Enough?
If I'm correct, is that from The Showman?
It
oh,
is.
The Greatest Showman. I love it. Yes. I love it. All right, Miss Bianca, sing with passion with that mega expensive microphone.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be gladly to do so.
You got to volume that up a little bit there. Hit the volume up on that one. Oh, she can do it. You can do it there.
I got it.
Yeah. All right. R-Dub, you're back. You're here. All right. Do your thing, Miss Bianca. Wait here. She's going to kill it.
I'm trying to hold my breath, let it stay this way. Can't let this moment end. You set off a dream in me, getting louder now. Can you hear it echoing? Take my hand, will you share this with me? 'Cause darling, without you, all the shine of a thousand spotlights, all the stars you steal from the night sky will never be enough, never be enough. Tower of gold is still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it'll never be enough. Never be enough for me. Never, never. Never, never. Never.
Wow, right on. I don't even know. I mean, even I got in Jersey Thumbs is blowing up the text messages.
I'm getting so red.
I got nothing to say, right? You had to adjust? Was it blowing out the sound box over there? Is that what happened?
Yeah. I love the reaction.
Yeah, a little grainy on the high parts, but still sounds fantastic.
Maybe because the mic is so good. What is it, like a 3-inch rule on that or something,
right?
I gotta
go, ah!
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, like, you told me to go louder, louder, you guys.
No. I want you to hit the notes. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Thank
so,
you.
But we,
thank
you. But don't worry, folks at home. If you're listening or watching, she's got 3 more songs for you, plus her very special national anthem at the end. And then the song that we all love, Sonati Hears You. So anyway.
I need a break from this one. It takes a lot out of me.
Right. And yeah. So, all right. So anyway. So, did you know that Donald Trump had former President Trump, mm-hmm. And I speak about all my presidents properly, former and past. So, I apologize. Mm. I shouldn't have called him by first name and that, but he was former President Trump was in court for one of the many, many reasons that everybody's bringing him into court. Whether you believe in it or not, I have my own opinion on that. That said, I don't believe in weaponizing the government at all. And that is, we've had plenty of episodes on weaponizing the government. But when he was in court the other day, it was quite fascinating. I guess he got a little unhappy with a line of questioning or cross-examination. And he actually got up from the table during the case and walked out.
Oh.
And walked out of the courtroom. And of
Is
course,
that allowed?
He's President Trump.
Oh, my God.
That's not allowed.
President Trump, my
did
goodness.
You really? Dude, oh, no. Really? Even ask, hey, Dick, really? 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 Did she ask that? It's President Trump.
I didn't know it was allowed
hey,
during
Dick,
court. But
you
like,
think
you know,
President
I don't
Trump
like
can
this
walk
question.
Out of the courtroom if he wants?
Out.
I mean, now I do.
So apparently the judge actually had to speak up and get it on the record. Please note that he's leaving the room. He left the room for a brief period of time. Nobody really, knows the specifics or the specificity, word of the day. Again, word two of the day. The specificity of the reason of why he actually left, but he did come back. And then there was some little bit of back and forth, maybe a little bit of slight scolding, I guess we could say, vocabulary loose, towards his attorney, the young lady from New Jersey, his lawyer, can't remember her last name, my mind's blown for a second, but she's one of his lawyers, but she's the young lady from New Jersey. She took it well. I mean, she took whatever the judge had to say, and I guess she took it, what they say, in a grain of salt and moved on.
I object.
Where did that come from?
Legally Blonde.
Oh, you love that one. Yeah. When are you go? Do we need to reach out to Reese Witherspoon at some point, bro? Because seriously, because she quotes that movie all the time.
I love it.
I have to put my lawyer hat on all the time just because she's doing it. All right, so.
I stole a couple of lines, you know, on first dates, you know.
Did you? Did you steal some lines? Yeah, you
said. I was like, yeah, I
How did he feel
law.
About that? Did the guy that you went out on a date with, did he like those lines or no? Was he into them?
No, I didn't use it on, you know, who.
No, you didn't? No. I heard he's a cool guy, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You guys would get along.
Well, wait, we would. Yeah, R-Dub, would I get along with him? Did you hang out with him?
I didn't hang out with
nah,
him.
You're
a very likable guy. Yeah, it's easy to get along with you.
Yeah. Oh, that's competition,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Everybody likes me. But this guy, I don't know. He might be worried I might steal Miss Bianca.
Oh,
I
mean, boy.
Hey, then we got a problem. All right, so anyway.
I love a challenge. I love a fight.
We have
Who
a...
fight over me? Come on.
This is an interesting story that I think people need to hear. A Minnesota man dressed as a delivery driver committed a triple homicide.
Oh, my God.
Minnesota, dressed as a delivery man. Apparently, he was charged Monday as he posed to be delivering a package. So what does this say to you out there, folks? Besides another malfunction, as always, that's why we got to get that cord. So.
So really, is a package being delivered ever worth it now? That I have to be fearful.
I don't know. When I deliver my package, it's always in good faith.
I'm not answering the door. That's it. That's it.
I don't know. Your man might know. I just want you to answer the door when I'm delivering my package. Hey, R-Dub, did they answer the door when you deliver your package?
Well, you know, funny enough, I actually used to deliver pizzas, and I always pack some extra sausage.
Yeah, oh, no God for the goal. Oh, I like it. He pointed out. He gave you the little Jersey point when he did that, too. You
now I'm in the mood for sausage and peppers, guys.
Please. Yo, actually, I had, let me tell you, I had a sausage and pepper pizza the other day. A sausage and pepper pizza. It was unbelievable. They needed some gabagool, but I got to tell you, it was good. It was good. Shout out to Philly, because they had a Philly cheesesteak one. And, you know, I'm a cross Jersey and Philly guy. But I got to go with my Jersey Shore sausage and peppers, I think.
Yeah. Well, so, you know what? Next time you go down to Philly and have
it. We're going to Philly anyway, because you have a performance in Philly. So we're going. Miss Bianca has a performance
in Philly.
Or that
pizza,
Philly,
that, so. The Philly pizza, you can always get it next time we go to that place.
We could right, do, I can do know? That again, right, but it was
it,
a good
sausage. It saves
a trip,
I nice. Think.
So the purpose of this is...
Yes. So the package, I'm not
true.
Answering the
He's
door.
He's currently being
what
held on $1 million bail or $1 million bond. I don't like to give the names of people that commit crimes on this show.
Well, because we don't want to make them famous, of course.
I'm not here to make you famous. I want to make me famous. R-Dub famous, you famous, you know, even Dick. Dick, we want you to be the famous Dick. How do you feel?
I'm already the famous Dick.
Well, I heard that too. But Angelo did not agree with that one.
Angelo never agrees
with anything.
I feel bad for
like. But I heard that you saw Angelo smack R-Dub around.
A couple times.
R-Dub, did he really smack around? Or was it love taps? Were they love taps? Were they little love taps? Pleading the fifth. So you're quoting the Constitution here.
I guess boys will be boys.
So what does that mean when you plead the fifth?
Pleading the fifth means that I'm using my right to not have to speak.
But what is the term? You're exercising...
You're right.
Your Fifth right. Amendment right of the United States Constitution to not self-incriminate.
Ah.
Aha, people.
I am not a lawyer.
No, I put the lawyer hat on, and I'm telling you it's in this book here, Fifth Amendment, do not self-incriminate. All right, so anyway, truthfully, folks, I had to put that story out there. It's not a great story. I really didn't want to tell it, but the fact of the matter is that beware. When the doorbell rings, especially with, you know, Uber Eats, DoorDash, what's the other one that they have, all the shopping thing, and Walmart delivers, and they got some other grocery thing, and there's a whole bunch of them. Listen, everybody is doing the whole delivery thing today. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. Okay,
it's
so I understand.
Thing.
Everybody delivers.
Hey, but I care about my safety, even though, like...
What is my statement on this show every time? What is it?
You sandbag me.
I sandbagged her. What is it? My numbers.
Your numbers?
360, 365.
Oh, 360, yeah.
360, folks. 360, 180 in front of you, 180 behind you. Head's on a swivel. And 365 every day of the year. So 360, front and back. Side and sideways, front and back, 365 days a year. Pay attention. That's why I brought this story up. It's not one I wanted to talk about, but I felt that we needed to talk about it because it still happens. I mean,
it does.
You know, with ring doorbells and with motion sensors and IR, which is the infrared cameras and thing and everything out there, people are still committing these crimes. And you folks, I'm looking out for you because that's what we do here on the Hostile Zone. Sonati on your side, right? So here I am telling you this story because you need to know it. Because you know what? You do not want to be the next victim of a slime ball like this individual.
Wow, you really can't judge a book by its cover, too. Like,
no,
wow.
I mean, and you know what?
It could be anybody.
You can go and get, you can get a label maker. You can make a whatever. You can go buy a brown. I don't know what delivery company He was with, it's a brand new news story. I'm sure we'll hear more about it moving forward.
I'm sure the company doesn't want to even be mentioned.
I'm not going to mention it. I'm not going to mention it. But you know what? It is a situation, and everybody should know it, because it could happen anywhere at any time. This is Minnesota, but it could happen anywhere. And since we are a syndicated show, TV and radio talk show,
yes,
we're everywhere in 40 plus countries. And all over the country, all over the United States. I wanted to tell you whether Minnesota is relevant to you folks. It is relevant because we all get deliveries at some point, and these deliveries must are part of life. I mean, this is just where we are. So you need to have the 360, 365 mentality at all times, because you just never know who's on the other end. You really never know. So with that said, we're going to take a quick commercial. Don't go anywhere. Don't make Sonati come looking for you. I promise you, you don't want to see this face unless it's signing an autograph.
Ooh.
Shaking your hand.
Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
Oh, hello, Governor. That's right. You're with Eric A. Sonati, the Hostile Zone. Now, it's after midnight. You should be in bed, sleeping up, getting fresh on Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, the Hostile Zone. All right, Governor? Cheers. Hey, I'm Eric A. Sinani. I'm the in-your-face, on-air talk show host of the syndicated show, The Hostile Zone. I'm in your neighborhood now. I'm on 99.9 True Country, KKTC. I'm with the Hostile Zone. We're going to keep it real. Commentary, the news, we're going to have a good time. Don't make me come looking for you. Be here, 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, KKTC, True Country.
Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. Welcome back. That's right. You didn't want me coming looking for you because you know what? You want to see this face when I'm signing an autograph, we're taking a picture, you're buying me a beer, or maybe I even buy you a beer. But you don't want to see this face before you close your eyes. That's all I'm going to say. So make sure you're here after every commercial, right, R-Dub?
Absolutely.
Because now we'll send thumbs out after them. I don't even go off for them. I just send thumbs.
Absolutely.
Thumbs is coming for you if you don't come back. All right, so.
Shouldn't miss a thing.
Never miss a thing. So before I get into the next story, Miss Bianca.
Yes.
What are you going to delight us with now?
Oh, another request of what we were talking about earlier today, earlier on the show. Memory.
Oh, powerful. Ready? Get. You need a tissue? You need a tissue? You may need a tissue, Arda.
No, I'm good. I have my shirt.
If you're out there, folks, you may need a tissue after this one. This one, oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. Well, don't look at her because she's going to want to be. Watch on. Oh, the screen. Yeah, our tech
say,
is broken.
It's like, oh, my God, I can't look at you.
Yeah, don't look at her.
Like, I can't.
Because you want her to get all the emotion in it. All right, do it.
All right.
Midnight, another sound from the has the moon lost her memory? She is smiling. Midnight, not a sound from the pavement. Has the moon lost her memory? She is smiling alone. The withered leaves collect at my feet, and the wind begins to moan. Memory, all alone in the moonlight, I can dream of the old days. time I knew what happiness is. Let the memory live again. Every street lamp seems to be a fatalistic warning. Someone mutters and street lamp gutters, and soon it will be morning. Daylight, I must wait for the sun. And give in. When the dawn comes, tonight will be a memory too, and a new day will begin.
No, no, could finish this song every time.
Right,
I'm not
crying.
Stopping.
You need
it.
A tissue? You need a tissue?
I need a tissue.
You need a tissue.
Pass the tissues
around.
You need a tissue. Even though we're running on a time. We're running on time. You throw the tissues around. There we go. Do it.
Burnout ends of smoky days. A still cold smell of morning. Street lamp dies, another night is over, another day is morning. Touch me. Understand what happiness is. Look, a new day has begun.
Wow. What can I say? Yay. We're running on a time crunch. So you're going to have to skip a song. What Woo. Do we got, our dub? 3 minutes? 2 minutes? What do we got?
About time to start closing around.
All right, so I want me, you're going to get to our national anthem. We got that lined up with our, right. with that wonderful background you got there. I wanted to hit another story, which we're going to do tomorrow, because I wanted to give the extra song to Miss Bianca, because we got so many requests for that. So you're going to have to do
you're
it again.
So kind.
Tomorrow we're going to be back with you on next week, actually on BBS. We'll be back, and I'm going to bring up something about prison labor. There was a new study just released on prison labor in the United States about people in the prisons providing labor, doing work in the prisons, and they are providing a lot of the major brands that you and I folks are using and that we see on every store, in the grocery store, and surprisingly, some high-end stores are provided by prisoners who are far underpaid and sometimes not treated so good. So that's really? Going to be something we're going to do here on BBS next week.
Wow.
We were going to talk about it today, but we got so many requests for memories, I had no choice but to do that and the other one. You're going to hold your other song. Now close us out with our song. I feel like I didn't even talk today, and it's my show, But you know what? Give us that beautiful national anthem, because we're going to come back in a second after that, and I'm going to close it out.
Gladly to do so.
All the passion in the world. Show it to them.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
America, God bless you, everybody out there, BBS, everybody out there, United States, we love you, I love you in all the 40 countries, thank you all for coming to me, we're here every night, everywhere, just Google the Hostile Zone, the Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com, Eric at ericandrewsonati.com, you come back, you find us every podcast platform, everywhere, everywhere, we're everywhere, Miss Bianca. How do we end our show?
Use your voice, Snotty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Snotty hears you. Use your voice. Use your voice, Snotty heard you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Snotty heard you. Use your voice.
That's right. Snotty heard you. And you know what? I'm going to hear you again next week, and I'm going to hear you in 3 hours. Mountain Time in the U.S., 99.9 on your FM dial, KKTC, True Country. Check me out tonight. Check me out everywhere. Be back here on BBS next week, because you know what? I heard you.
Use your voice, Tonati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Tonati hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Tonati Zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.